Welcome. This guided meditation is designed to help you build a strong foundation in the simple three-step practice for tantric awareness. Tantric awareness helps to reconnect you to your true self. It becomes a simple, repeatable process that works at the root of emotional blocks and pain to help you dissolve them. I'll be guiding you through the three steps to help you develop this foundation. First, allowing yourself to settle into a comfortable seated position, making the adjustments you need to be comfortable and relaxed, perhaps creating a gentle lengthening through the spine, just enough to create presence, but not straining or efforting. As you settle into your comfortable position, we'll begin to explore step one of grounding yourself. So dropping your awareness into the belly, into the body, and beginning to invite a slow, deep breath in through the nose. As you inhale through the nose, allowing it to flow down into the belly, expanding the belly open. And as the belly fills, let the breath expand open up into the chest as you complete the inhalation. On the exhalation, allow that to reverse. The chest becomes small first, the navel moves back towards the spine. Practicing this style of yogic breath or three-part breath for several more rounds, first paying attention to the mechanics of the breath. The inhale through the nose as the belly opens, the chest expands, the exhale reversing. As you become more comfortable with the mechanics, I invite you to bring the breath in even more slowly. The inhalation is longer, more expansive, more open, more relaxed. The exhalation longer and smoother. And as the breath slows down, allowing the mind to slow down as well, perhaps even imagining time slowing down, as you continue to gently keep your awareness in the experience of the body, the breath itself, the sensations of the breath. In this way, you're grounding your awareness into the experience of the body. Continuing the breath, noticing what's happening in the body. Noticing other experiences of the body, such as the temperature of the room on the skin, the feeling of clothing on the skin, perhaps the weight of your body in the chair or on the floor as you're sitting. Perhaps even being curious about subtle awareness of your heartbeat as you continue the slow, deep breaths. There are multiple ways to ground, including just being present to sensations in the body, the breath. We can also play with energetic, intentional grounding as well. For instance, you can imagine an energetic grounding cord just below the belly button inside the body that drops down through the pelvic floor and anchors into the earth. So if you imagine that grounding cord, drawing your awareness as an energy into the body, perhaps even imagining it as it moves the energy down and grounds your awareness, that there's even a subtle, almost magnetic pull of your awareness into the body. So letting your awareness become more grounded, become more present to the full experience of the body, even the legs and the feet, so that you're feeling fully embodied with your awareness, fully present to what the body's experiences are. Now that we have established step one of grounding yourself, we move to step two, where we begin to invite awareness, to welcome the sensations and the emotions that may be there. So moving beyond just the physical experiences of the body now, become even more curious about the experiences and the sensations that are arising in the body. And as you do, Notice if there might be a set of sensations that draws your attention. Perhaps a heaviness, a tingle, a vibration. And as you are drawn to that location, allow yourself to become curious about feeling into that set of sensations, that vibrations, and begin to expand your awareness beyond just the experience of the body, but become curious about what may be happening at the experience of the emotional level. Is it possible that those sensations or vibrations are actually an area of emotion that's being invited into awareness? Being curious, not forcing it, not assuming, but beginning to allow whatever may be arising in awareness, as sensation, as vibration, as emotion. Just be present to whatever is there. If a sensation arises, simply acknowledge it. There's no need to analyze it. Just allow it to be there and be open to it being anything. Most of our emotions start as a sensation in the body. And so if you sit with that sensation, it may reveal itself to be emotion. It may remain only as a vibration, energy. But accepting it however it is, not trying to make it be anything in particular. And so now that we are welcoming the awareness of emotion through step two, we move into step three, where we begin to develop our deeper true self's capacity to witness, to hold space, to observe without judgment, without expectation. So allow yourself to observe these sensations, these vibrations, and even the awareness of the emotion. Imagining the sensations, the vibrations, or the emotions that are arising like vibrating energy arising within your awareness, reflecting in your body, like movements of waves on the ocean, allowing them to rise into awareness, perhaps peak as an experience, and then fall in awareness. And in this step three, we are developing our capacity to witness. This part of your own natural true self that allows you to observe without attachment. You're still grounded, you're still present, you're still in the body experiencing, and now you're also becoming aware of this capacity for you to witness, to observe without attachment, without judgment, without being attached to the story, without expectation of what should or shouldn't be happening, without judgment of what's happening, without self-judgment of what you think you should or should not be experiencing. And as you witness, invite a gentle sense of curiosity. Move beyond the labels or the stories that you might be tempted to place upon your experience. And try to experience the sensations, the vibrations, the emotions that are arising as if it's the first time you've ever experienced them. Be curious. The nuances of what's happening. Whether they feel heavy, light, whether they're vibrating, whether they feel empty, dull, open, closed, tight. You might even be aware of aspects of color or textures that are associated with what you're experiencing. Whatever is arising in awareness, continue to be curious. And perhaps even inviting a gentle inner smile that connects you to an inner sense of joy and peace related to your true self's nature. So as you continue to observe, notice if any of the sensations, the vibrations, the intensity or lack thereof shift or change in any way. As you continue to observe, there is the potential or the likelihood that what you are experiencing will rise, will peak in intensity. And if you remain as the witness, will also begin to fade and to dissolve. What may have started as a sensation or a sense of heaviness may begin to lighten, to release, for instance. Without expectation of if, when, how any changes may happen, observe what is naturally happening. If it does dissolve, then you are free to re-explore and be curious about any other areas of sensation that may be arising in the body that are drawing your awareness to them. And continue to explore this process, gently placing your awareness into whatever sensation is pulling your awareness, being curious, feeling the sensations, feeling the vibrations, remaining as witness while also remaining grounded and present, fully alive in the experience while also allowing yourself to be curious and to have some sense of detachment, a slight distance, so that you can experience it without judgment, without attachment, without expectation. Continuing to be curious, to stay grounded, to witness, to hold that inner space of curiosity, the inner smile of joy and peace, as you observe what is naturally arising in the aliveness of this moment within your body, a sensation, vibration within the emotions. Continuing to allow the slow, full, deep breaths to encourage the body to be relaxed, the energy to flow. And taking several more breaths, remaining curious. And if you wish, now offering gratitude to yourself for the courage, the gift that you have given yourself of learning how to create tantric awareness, how to be grounded, how to be curious as the witness, to remain in full presence of this moment. And as we are closing up, shift your awareness back to the focus of grounding. Regrounding your awareness into the body, inviting your awareness down even into the legs and the feet so that you're feeling the fullness of the aliveness from head to toes, the fullness of the body, the experience, being grounded. And taking a few additional breaths, inviting an intention to integrate whatever clearing or healing may have occurred, known or unknown to you. Taking slow, deep breaths, with the intention of that integration, grounding your awareness back into the body, offering that last moment of gratitude. And as we are completing, noticing how you feel now compared to when you began, inviting you to stay in this space, in the state of presence and curiosity. And when you're ready, fully grounding into the body, opening the awareness into the room, into the space, opening your eyes and allowing yourself to remain in that grounded space of curiosity and openness as you prepare for the rest of your day. Namaste.